Cooper comes up, hits it. Yes!
It's astonishing! It's Lee Griffiths!
Don't reach.
Where's the goal?
Cuthbert, she strikes. Goal! Erin Cuthbert!
Oh, what a goal! What a goal! What a goal by Mick Farden!
Andy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. Fully fit and, you know, obviously looking forward to the first Scotland camp of the season.
International weekends obviously came around pretty quickly. How was your summer?
Yeah, it was good. Probably the longest break I've had since I've probably been a professional. So, you know, that was quite nice. And then, you know, also on the flip side, probably the shortest pre-season. But, you know, it's been good. And now I feel fully up to speed. And, you know, luckily at club level, we've got off to a good start.
What are summers like now for yourself? Spend a lot of time with the young family?
Yeah, spends a lot of time with family. You know, obviously my own family and obviously, you know, my parents and things like that, which, you know, you don't maybe sometimes get to see, you know, as much during season. So it was good to get kind of all the family together and go away, you know, first family holiday, big one in a long time. So it was nice and, you know, catch up with friends and get away with them as well. So summer's just about chilling out for me just now, and you know, but I do miss work. You know, there comes a point where you just want to get back to it.
Yeah. I'm about to become a dad for the first time. Any advice?
Get your sleep in just now. I would say that. You know, it's, other than obviously being captain, the best thing about internationals is, you know, getting, catching up in some sleep. But no, look, it's, you know, the best feeling in the world, and obviously being a parent is, you know, up there.
How many times have you watched the Champions League final highlights back?
I've watched highlights in different videos, but I've not actually watched the full game back. You know, I've more watched videos of, you know, kind of special videos of us, you know, maybe celebrating and things like that. That's the more ones that I watch and look back at pictures of all my family there and things like that. That's the ones I more look at than actually the game itself. But, you know, it's something that I'll never forget about. And you know, obviously at the end of my career, I'll definitely look back on it more so, you know, because that's my first big trophy and, you know, I'm hungry to get more now.
Those celebrations must have been some buzz.
Yeah, look, we done it proper. We done, you know, the team, we're all a close-knit. The staff that work so hard and everything are really close to the boys. So it was great for all them and, you know, a great couple of days for, you know, the whole of Liverpool. Well, the red side of Liverpool, of course, but look, it was a special occasion and, you know, I think when you came back to the City Centre, that's when you really realised what you'd really done, you know, for that club. We've created a small bit of history and hopefully we have a lot more to come.
If you look back at that semi-final against Barcelona, you come off at half-time. How much were you itching to be on that pitch when the goals started going in?
Yeah, look, I was, you know, I was devastated. More because I thought I'd done something more serious than, you know, I probably got away with it, really. So, you know, I did think that, you know, but I remember I was sitting in, you know, the treatment room with the masseur at Liverpool, and I said to him, I said at half-time, I said, we're going to do this. I just had that feeling. There was a feeling in the ground. We were only 1-0 up at half-time, but there was still that sense that something special could happen that night. And, you know, luckily the sub that came on for me made a massive impact. And, you know, of course, once, you know, it's easy to say now, but once we got past that hurdle, I couldn't really see us losing the final.
That's two Champions League finals in a row now. If we were to play a game of would you rather win the Champions League again this season or win it, get a Premier League medal this season?
If I'm being greedy, I'd want both. You know, we were very close to both last season. But look, it's, you know, but to get to two Champions League finals is, you know, incredibly hard, and we know how hard it is. To get to a third would be amazing, and that's what we'll try and do. But, you know, we know our club are so hungry for the Premier League. You know, obviously the fans and things like that. It's been a long time, and like I said, last season we just fell short in an incredible title race. And you know, it looks as if, you know, obviously we've got off to a good start, but we know how hard it's going to be for the rest of the season. So we need to be at our best. Where, you know, obviously teams are maybe, you know, setting up a bit differently to this season after, you know, winning the Champions League and the season we had. So that's all new things that we have to deal with. But, you know, to produce a Premier League would be special for all of us.
And what is Liverpool like as a city? Can you go anywhere now and not get recognised?
No, look, not really, but it's very similar to Glasgow. you know, in terms of your people are very friendly. It's got the same kind of vibe and the same thing going on. You know, a lot of working class people and things like that. So, you know, it's made me, even from day one, it's made a very easy transition. You know, sometimes you miss home and things like that, which I still do, but I think I'm in the best city to, you know, to kind of stop that. So, look, it's great. It's great getting, you know, all the lads now that we're getting recognised for being, you know, the Champions League winners. It's a lot nicer than, you know, it's a great feeling. But like I said, I think the group of boys we have now, we're hungry, you know, for more trophies, and that's what we want now. We don't want to just be the Champions League winners. Of course, if we look back in our career and that is the only thing we've won, then we've went for the biggest one. But we want to be the team that, you know, hopefully can produce a couple more trophies for Liverpool.
You're a very good player. You play with other very good players. The standard in training must be frightening, is it?
Yeah, look, the standard's high, and that's why we get our best. That's why we get the best out of each other, you know, on a Saturday, because every single day we demand more, and you know, the manager is the one that you know, dictates that, and his staff behind him, they don't let us drop, you know, even at 1% in training, and that's why, you know, in a game we're usually ready to go. And of course we'll have bad games and we'll have off games, that's only natural, but you know, it's not from a lack of trying, it's not from a lack of effort, because in training we put in, you know, the distances we need and the, you know, the work that we need and the effort and everything that goes along with it, and then, you know, we're the best prepared to go into games, and that's what you need to be a top team.
And how do you think your personal game's developed in your time at Liverpool?
Oh, massively, yeah. You know, even when I wasn't been playing and not, you know, maybe, you know, a lot more people are probably talking about me now than they were back then, but even then I was just taking it all in and learning, and, you know, I knew when I got my chance I was in the best possible shape to take it, because one, I looked after myself and, you know, made sure I was fit enough for it, and then two, I was obviously looking at the way the manager and the coaches wanted me to play, and more importantly my, you know, fellow players wanted me to play, because it's important to strike relationships with them. So when I did get the chance, maybe it took me one or two games to, you know, get rid of maybe rustiness and get my confidence maybe up a wee bit, and then, you know, I don't really think I've looked back since, and you know, that's what I'm pleased about. But, you know, I think everyone knows me long enough that it's not enough. You know, I want to get more, and I want to improve as a player, which will obviously help my team and the country.
How many people have talked to you about you being in their fantasy football teams?
Probably too many. I think, you know, I spoke to a couple of boys in here, and I think a couple have already sold me, so aye, fair enough, that I can understand that. Maybe not enough points at the start of the season, but, you know, a lot of people have spoke about it, but aye, it's good banter and all that, and, you know, that's probably the thing that my friends and my brother and that text me about first after the game.
Don't worry, you're still on my team, and you helped me win the league last season, so thanks for that. Are you in another competition with Trent Alexander-Arnold this season for most assists?
You know, I think, on that, I think a lot got made about it, which wasn't really mine and Trent's. You know, that wasn't the idea of it. The idea was to push each other, and luckily we done that last season. So look, yeah, I think it'll be a lot more low key this season. If I'm being honest, but look, it did get the best out of us. There's no denying that the numbers that both of us produced last season were special, but. To be honest, you know, maybe other people will and things like that, but I don't really put enough, you know, I don't put, you know, a lot of pressure on myself for assists, because at the end of the day I'm a defender and clean sheets are the most important for me, and that's why Saturday was so big to get our first clean sheet of the season. Of course I want to create and I want to get, because the manager, the way we play, gets us into very attacking positions, but, you know, I take a clean sheet over it every day of the week, and because I know the boys up top can look after the rest of it.
Now, obviously they are looking after it, and because you didn't manage to score for Liverpool last season, but you did score a rocket against Cyprus. You're building a nice collection of Scotland goals now, aren't you?
Yeah, the Scotland goals are not too bad. The collection, you know, hopefully it gets bigger. But the goals I've scored of, you know, Lithuania, but I think the Cyprus one was a better hit, and obviously the goal against England. So, you know, I hope for a couple more and. A Scotland jersey, and you know, I think I need to hopefully start producing some for Liverpool as well. I've becoming close, but you know, it was one of the first things the manager said to me coming back from pre-season, that you know, where was that all last season? So you know, I do usually score at least one a season, and obviously I saved it for my last game, so it was nice, and obviously to contribute towards a win.
And have you got a favourite goal for club or country so far?
Cyprus one has to be up there. I did enjoy that. Just the way I hit it, and it's probably the best, you know, the cleanest goal I've scored, and obviously I think that's got to be up there. But the first goal for Liverpool was also very special.
It's fair to say it's not been entirely smooth sailing for Scotland this year. How is life as captain? Do you feel extra pressure being the captain?
I suppose there is extra pressure in terms of, you know, maybe some things fall on your shoulders that you know wouldn't if you weren't, and maybe, you know, criticism and stuff like that. But look, you know, I think all footballers are quite thick-skinned that they have to deal with this stuff, and you know, I'm no different to the rest. But I feel as if we're on the way up, and that's the most important thing. I think you know, this manager just came in, and we had a really good week in the summer when, you know, a lot of the boys like showed up, which, you know, shouldn't even be in question. But the summer ones are always you know, the toughest, when some lads have maybe got eyes on holiday. It happens in every single country, and we all showed up and we applied ourselves, you know, massively, and put in two good performances in my opinion. Cyprus one was good, and Belgium, I thought we were in the game and conceded just at the wrong time, just before half time. But I thought the lads went out to, you know, defensively, I thought they were very good, and we just maybe just lacked that wee edge of final passes and things like that. But, you know, this week I'm sure we'll be the exact same, and we know we've got two big games coming up, and we need to be at our best. And, you know, the squad have came in good spirits, a lot in good form, and now we need to take that into Scotland jersey.
And as captain, do the boys come to you with a list of requests all the time?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, Snodgrass hasn't been in the squads for what, 6 months, 8 months, and the first thing he asked was avocado for dinner or something. So I'm no chef, so I don't know what he's expecting there. But you know, on him, it's great to have him and Naismith back in the squad, because both of them are you know, such a big part into this squad, and give everyone a lift. And you know, they two have only been here a day, and both of them have already done that.
Yeah. Talking of the Snoddy, obviously winning Champions League is great, and you would take that away, but was part of you slightly disappointed you missed the Stag due to New York?
A big part, yeah. I was, but look, you know, I said to him when the invites came out, I says, look, there's a possibility, and you know, he's probably one of the proudest people, and obviously the Champions League was the day after his wedding, so I missed his wedding as well. But, you know, I think he shut his wedding down the day after. I think he had a barbecue or something, shut it down for the game starting. So, look, that's the type of person he is. And, you know, I FaceTimed him when I was still in the stadium after the game. And I think he appreciated that. But, look, I was gutted to miss, obviously, you know, a very close friend's special day and stuff like that. But, you know, I could think of a lot worse places to be than when it was.
Very true. There's quite a big mural of you outside Hampden. What went through your head when you first heard about this mural?
Yeah, I'd seen it. Somebody had sent me a picture of it, and obviously, look, to be, you know, from not far from where I grew up, to be on the National Stadium, you know, a painting or whatever, then it's, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, you don't really think that would ever happen. And look, it's a special thing for me, and, you know, to be the... I could do probably a couple of friends up there now, to be honest, but look, it's great to be, you know, the one person up there, and, you know, everyone walks by it and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of my family and friends go to Scotland games, and for them to see it, I think it's really special. So, you know, I'm obviously proud to, you know, to be the person up there.
I saw on your Instagram story, that you're delighted Power's back on Netflix. Favourite show at the moment?
Yeah, favourite show. A bit frustrating that it's week to week, if I'm honest. I'm up to date, so you know, just waiting every week for the next episode to come out. So that's definitely one I'm watching, and obviously the new seasons of Peaky Blinders is out as well. So the telly's strong at the moment for me, and you know, my favourite box sets. You know, I've got the new episodes coming out, so that should keep me entertained, and you know, I'll keep up to date with them.
You got a favourite character in Peaky Blinders?
Oh, I think it's got, you know, I actually met Gillian Murphy when he was he came to Anfield. I think he was met with a friend of James Milner or something like that, and he invited some of the lads to the set. I couldn't make it, but, you know, he's the boss in it, so he's the main man.
Word on the street is you're not that bad a golfer, is that true?
Yeah, I play when I can. I play when I can. I play more in the summer, to be honest. I don't really play during the season, but I can hit the ball, that's for sure. But you know, I'd like to be better. I used to be better when I was younger, so I'd like to get that back, but I'll focus on that when I'm retired.
You got a handicap just now?
No, not just now. No, I used to be off single figures, and sometimes I can play to it and sometimes I can't now, but you know, I've not got an official handicap, so I always try and grab a couple of strokes.
Back to football, there's obviously even more familiar faces in the Premier League now. Obviously John McGinn's there, Kenny McLean, joining the likes of Stuart Armstrong, Ryan Fraser, etc. Do you speak to the guys when you go up face to face with them in the Premier League, or do you wait till after the game? Any chat before?
Usually wait till after the game, to be honest. Spoke to Kenny after the game, first game of the season. You know, obviously, you know, a tough one for them, you know, a tough start, and spoke to him after the game, and you know, still in good spirits. Obviously it was only the first game. Spoke to Grant Hanley as well, who obviously unfortunately had to pull out, but you know, spoke to them both, and I think that's the only Scot I've came across. Yeah, I think that's the only Scottish player I've played so far. So look, I'll speak to them after the games and stuff like that, and sometimes before if you know, something's going on, but usually it's after the game we get a catch up, because I know what it's like. Both, you know, both teams just want to get down to business, and it's no different for any of the players here.
And looking ahead now to these two big games, what's the thoughts on these?
Like I said, a lot of players have got off to a good start in the season, but it's about all of us coming together and, you know, finding the right formula and things like that to put that into a Scotland jersey. You know, it's a completely new squad for what, you know, we're used to playing in. You can do well for, you know, Liverpool or Bournemouth, West Ham, things like that, but when it comes to then, you know, all of us trying to get together and striking up relationships, which are so important in a Scotland jersey, it's harder to do because you have less time together in you know, your country's shirt. So that's what we've got to try and do. We're all full of confidence, and it's about trying to take that into the game. Of course, they're both at home, so we need to use that to our advantage. Hopefully big crowds come out, because they always help us, and you know, hopefully we can then send that big crowd home happy. But we know how hard they're both going to be, and we know what it takes, and we need to be 100%, because if we're a couple of percent underneath that, then we won't get the results that we need.